If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Yes, right? Oh, man. It is Sunday again, so the Jefferson State of Mind is back.
It is.
I did listen last week. I was not here.
Ah.
Yeah, I was without a car again.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Gotta love car trouble.
Yeah, the struggles. Gotta love the struggle.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah, so we are. We're here for another mm-hmm. one. I finally felt the first touch of fall. I'm
yes.
very, very excited about
that. You mean
that
thing that fell from the sky?
Yes.
Right?
What was that?
I think they call it rain.
What work of a wizard is that?
Right? No, it's hilarious. We're coming out of Winco. We got groceries, and it was actually sprinkling pretty good. And, you know, Hunter, you know, he's almost three now, but he doesn't remember rain. And we come out under the eaves, and all of a sudden he's like, what in the world is falling on me? And yeah. he looks at me, and he looks at his dad. He's just like, what? And he's like, this is kind of like a shower. What in the world is going on? We're like, it's rain, buddy. He goes,
water
rain?
From the sky?
Oh, he was so confused. It was so cute.
It was like, nice.
Yeah, bud. Oh, it was. It was down to the mid-60s.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want more and more of that.
Right?
I want more of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got some worries about that, though, with a lot of the fires up in Trinity County and some of the other places. And they're talking about this super El Nino, and we'll see if
it'll
it
wash away all
happens.
Of your topsoil, won't it?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good
be
for mudslides. So,
yeah. So if you're traveling on the highways up there, just be extra wary when it starts raining this winter.
Mm-hmm.
Be very wary, please, actually, with all the canyons and stuff up there.
Well, a lot of our roads wash out anyways. You know, they're yeah. well thought out and maintained by State of California. Thank God we have their money, right?
Right. I mean, if we didn't have their money, what would our roads look like?
I don't know. A lot like they do now.
You know, we should call Keep It California and give them another talking point.
They come up with their own.
Because they had a huge win in Trinity, right? That's what happened up there.
I suppose that depends on how you want to look at it, because at this point with Trinity County, the board's opinion is pretty much moot. They're really not making a declaration as the board of Trinity County anymore. They're making the declaration of against Jefferson as three people.
But they didn't even vote against Jefferson. They voted for a no vote.
Yeah, it was weird how they did it, and it was kind of, you know, still trying to sort through the parliamentary procedures, because there was several Brown Act violations,
including having multiple motions on the floor at
one
time.
Yeah, they have like three motions and seconds yeah. opened at the same time in opposite directions. I'm not even sure how you do that. That was pretty poor management by the chairman of the board there.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like showing up and voting, you know, on a non-agendized action item, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, because it wasn't. It was just informative, wasn't it?
Yeah, and how is it that the three board of supervisors that were opposed to Jefferson ultimately knew all about it, but the two guys that were for Jefferson didn't? That's convenient, too, isn't it?
Are you insinuating that there might have been foul play involved?
No, I'm just insinuating that when you look at life as a whole, some of the coincidences that pop up are fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it wasn't for coincidences, life wouldn't be that interesting. So, but no, Trinity County is moving right along. They'll be declared by a declaration of the people, which is...
So you had 50-some-odd percent of the vote, or percent of the 51, signatures.
Yeah, 51% of the amount of signatures in Trinity County are equal to 51% or greater of the people that voted in the last gubernatorial election. And you watch these three people that didn't even understand that concept stand up and basically commit political suicide, like right there. Like, I mean...
They fell on their swords?
Yeah, and they didn't even realize it. And one of them was informed right there that he'll be replaced very soon in the next couple of months.
Oh, I think, because 2016, mm-hmm. How many of those are up for re-election?
Is it two, I believe, or three? Three of them.
Is it the three who voted against?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, so it's
they should have thought that one through.
If they thought anything through,
that's true. They didn't vote against Jefferson.
Because, I mean, we're talking about a county that's now $40 million in debt. Okay.
Yeah, they're struggling.
That just watched $8 billion worth of timber that they're not allowed to touch go up in smoke.
Well, there's still a fire going on up there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's still fires up there.
The complex fire is in Trinity.
And they're in the mop-up phases and everything like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for somebody, somebody that says that they have the best interest of the people in their county at heart, to be $40 million in debt, attempting to patrol a county the size of Texas, and I've said this before, if you pull Trinity County flat, it's the size of Texas.
Okay. Is it really?
Yeah, because it's straight up, straight down, straight up, straight down, straight up, straight down. It's huge, land size-wise.
Wow, so, yeah, I never thought of it that way.
So you have a county that's roughly the size of Texas in square mileage. Okay, that they're trying to patrol with, like, six deputies because they've got no money.
Yeah.
And
they did just give the deputies up there a little bit of a pay raise, though. So it's at least a living wage for your law enforcement officers.
Well, and it's, so you've got this county that's floundering in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got no way to pay the bills. And these people are clinging to the system that's done that to them. What are we going to do with California's money? Go $40 million in a hole?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing with California's money. Watch $8 billion worth of timber that you're not allowed to touch go up in smoke?
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
We did have a question in the chat room. Is timber salvageable after a fire? And I believe at some point it is.
Some of it is.
But not all of it, for
sure. Not all of it. There is some that's salvaged. But the problem is by the time you're done processing with the state of California
it's
for a timber harvest, it's decomposing, it's no longer good, it's probably ridden with pine beetles.
Or it's on fire again.
Yeah.
Sorry, Trinity. Sorry, I'm not jinxing you, I promise.
Yeah, it's... No, there is salvage timber operations that are possible, but by the time you get done with the process with state of California,
it's too late usually.
And on some of this is on Forest Service land too. By the time you get done processing with the feds, which the state of California has every ability to go, you know what, get out of the way, federal government, we're letting our people come in to harvest this, but they won't. The timber's no good. And you're actually creating and exacerbating the problem even more.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
There's
so,
Trinity summed up right there.
And, the Keep It California showed up with a resolution of their own to Keep It California. Okay? You have a room.
Did they actually state what that actually means? I mean, Keep It California. Keep it in debt. Where prices are skyrocketing, where taxes are out of control, where people are of the most unemployment in any state in the union.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Keep It California, or is
it... One of the ones that I love is, early on and still continuing through is, especially Record Searchlight commenters. One of their favorite ones was, we'll just be as broke as Missouri. Well,
Missouri's doing better than we are.
Yeah, by about 50%.
I know.
Yeah.
And their unemployment's lower, too.
I would be happy to be Missouri at this point. But let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
sunny
close
California.
Our eyes, stick our head in the sand.
Yeah.
You know? And here you have a board of supervisors that has seen the room packed for Jefferson, mm-hmm. knows that 51% of the number of voters has signed to support this, know it's the will of the people, know it's what people want. And then over here, you have one guy from Keep It California, okay, who happens to be a former public official who has resigned twice amidst allegations of missing public funds.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Whoa, buddy.
And that's the guy they listen to. What does that tell you?
That some of those missing funds might be found in somebody else's bank account.
Well, I don't know if those questions were ever asked. And remember, that's alleged because he resigned both times when the investigation started. And, you know, there was never any conclusion because he went away, the questions went away.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
Rather than finding the taxpayers' money.
That's the representative that Keep It California sends. You know, the head of the Democratic Central Committee that is a former public official who has been tainted by two separate investigations.
With the Board of Supervisor member in Trinity?
No, in Del Norton.
Oh,
yeah, now
Del
Norton. You know who I'm talking about.
Hey, we haven't heard about them in a while.
Yeah. So, it's like at what point do you look at the people that are involved in different aspects of this thing? Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's just
you think
ridiculous.
There's something rotten in Denmark.
Well, you take the Trinity County guys, the guys that are for Jefferson, mm-hmm. locals growing up there, know the people, know the
a lot
the
of them
lay
are
the
business
land.
Owners.
You know, yeah. have an investment in the county, have a yeah. lifelong investment in the county, has seen what's happened to their county. Okay, then you take the three people that are against Trinity or were against the Jefferson Declaration and against the people. Not one of them's a native. You know, a couple of them have only been there for like 6 or 7 years. And it kind of gives you an idea of the mentality behind the things that are going on. And I think that it's kind of rampant in a lot of other counties, but we probably better touch on that on the other side of our break, Bob.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we just kind of got going in here and got going. But we'll
talk
about some of that,
too. Well, it's been a whole
week
since we've been on the radio.
It has. It has been a busy week. There's been a ton going on. So
Yeah,
but if you want to give us a call, it's 605-4567.
And we're always in the chat room at KCNR1460.com.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, October 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460, KCNR.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. I love that song. It's just so sweet, you know?
It is.
It's just so soothing.
It's warm and fuzzy and friendly.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
So we had a question in the chat room that wanted to know that if we become the state of Jefferson, it'll still be the same people from California running everything. Well, the answer to that is if we are complete and total idiots and continue to elect the same people that have been screwing it up, then yes, the same people would be running it. But we have the duty and the responsibility of once we get ourselves the break and the breathing room and the ability to fix our government, if we are stupid enough to turn right around and re-elect the same people that have caused the same problems, then we would be just as broken as California. And to be honest, we would have it coming to us. So,
yeah.
To answer that, one of the other ones was, would we be a constitutional carry state? You want to take that one?
I think, it's funny because I was going to say, well, the keyword there is constitutional, and then Red goes, the keyword there is constitutional. Like, Red, I want to hit you. but that's the thing is a constitutional carry state is basically a state that respects the Second Amendment and people's ability to defend themselves. So, absolutely, yes. I firmly believe that Jefferson would be a constitutional shall-issue carry state. Mm-hmm. Will it be open carry? Will it be concealed carry? Will it be mandatory carry if you're over 18, like in Vermont? Who knows? That part comes up to you. But the key word there is you have the constitutional right to protect yourself.
Yeah, I just get hung up on that whole part that's so unclear that says shall not be infringed. That's where I get,
yeah.
You know. So, I mean, we all have our ideas of what it is, but yeah, I believe Jefferson would be a carry state.
Well, if you look at, even Shasta County, we're up over probably 8,000 or 9,000 CCWs just issued in this county alone. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the other rural counties up here are like that, so.
Well,
I kind of have a feeling it would go that way.
You shouldn't even have to issue a CCW.
I do tend to agree with that. So. I don't have an argument.
But that, again, is a personal opinion and something to be decided at the convention, which may be something that's coming up soon. Hopefully and finally.
Cue the clapping.
Yeah, well,
the
that's, you know, we're to the point that we've almost got enough counties confirmed that we feel comfortable looking at maybe starting to think about calling the convention and sending representatives and start hammering out some of the things that are going to do, you know, and people need to remember it's not like you go in and have coffee and donuts for 15 minutes and come out with a constitution. It took our country, 8 years for a constitution?
Well, sort of. We were under the Articles of Confederation for a decade.
We had that.
But the war started in 74, and it wasn't until 82 that we even won that and went to the Articles
and
Confederation.
And then after they drafted the Constitution, they had to go through the Federalist Papers and convincing people to do this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that didn't want the Constitution.
Which is why you had the Bill of Rights and all that. So, it was a 20-year process to really figure out what people wanted and how to get it.
I don't think it'll take us that long to hammer out
a
state
Constitution. I think we know what we want. We'll just take out the Declaration and say, holla.
Yeah, we definitely have a foundation to work on. That's for sure. So, and we were supposed to get into something else. What was it? Oh, yeah. You know, just really kind of understanding the contest of wills that's going on here is it's kind of the people that support the will of the state, and then there's the people that are supporting the will of the people. And it really does break down into to two categories. And I think with California, every day that split kind of becomes clearer and clearer and clearer.
Mm-hmm.
You have the group of elected representatives that is going to side with the state and help to expedite the enforcement of what the state wants upon the people. And then you have the collection of the people, of elected representatives that stand for the people that are attempting to stop the state from enforcing erroneous and crazy things on them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it does definitely break down. And one of the things that it's done is it's kind of put people off of the fence and into one category or the other.
Well, I think the biggest thing with that is what we see in California is a government that's trying to legislate a form of morality. This is the right way to do it. This is how you do it. This is how you vaccinate your kids. This is how you discipline your kids. This is how you educate your kids. This is how you drive a car. This is a speed limit you're allowed to go. This is this. This is that. And yes, some of it's good. I would rather people not go 100 miles an hour down a school zone. But there's a point where people have to do the right thing because it's just the right thing to do. And we were discussing this earlier today of, you know, instead of creating all these programs within California that's bankrupting the system in order to take care of our brothers and sisters that are, you know, starving on the streets right next to us, how about the churches get involved like they used to? How about people get involved like they used to? What happened to taking care of your own?
Well, then you enter into a whole slew of problems that generates too, like, are you just enabling people? Are you making it worse because you're subsidizing? And people start to ask those questions, but again, they're not looking at the central problem.
Yeah.
Because when you try to help someone, some of the things that comes up are, it becomes a symptom, not because of the charity, but because of the other programs that are in place, the real disease. We get so caught up in trying to treat the symptoms of the disease.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, restoring the economy is something that we can do to help our brothers and sisters.
Because that would pull people off of unemployment, which would then get them off of the Medi-Cals, which would get, you know, families back together so you don't have both parents working 24/7 to our kids are in daycare or in the school system, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Get the government out of people's pockets so they can afford to be charitable.
Yeah.
You know, when it's amazing what people will do when they can afford to. You know, a lot of the times people are so overburdened, they can't even afford to be charitable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it is. It's so frustrating. It's almost like it's designed for us to no longer be able to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a wedding yesterday, and a young couple, and, you know, I'm looking at these guys, and I'm listening to the people around the wedding talk, and there's all ages and different groups, and there's, you know, different, it's this hodgepodge of people that I'm listening to, and I'm sitting here going, how are these people ever going to make it? How is this young couple ever supposed to make it?
They're not supposed to.
You know, they want to have a kid and a house, and they, you know, how are they ever going to do that because of the way that everything's set up, and there's no decent jobs for them to be able to do that. You know, talking to other people, for some reason, people have started asking me for financial advice, like I know. But they do, and, you know, come to find out, nobody even has any savings. Nobody.
This shocks you? I mean, we've been in a recession for
There's no savings, there's no upward mobility. You know, they're constantly just sliding into debt more and more. And it's not debt because they're out buying their Mercedes or, you know, installing a new pool. It's they're sliding into debt trying to feed themselves, yeah. You know, trying to just buy clothes for kids. It's so broken. And it's symptomatic of, as you were saying, people wanting to enforce their morality at the point of a gun on other people. That's the biggest problem. Mm-hmm. Is instead of just letting people finding their way, because they usually will, if they have the ability, people usually do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, but then you've got all this enforcement of other people's opinion at the point of a gun.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to in California. And it's not working. That's why I don't understand these people with Keep It California.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you never hear about them. You never hear about Keep It California except when we talk about them, or they show up like, you know, some bad apple at the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, we want to keep it this way because we're making money. Screw the kids. Screw everybody else.
Well, the one that
as long as I get mine.
Yeah. Well, the one that really bothers me is a lot of the people who I've talked to who are of that mindset, they go, well, we made our own way. The kids should be able to do it themselves, too. No, you did not make your own way. You worked 20 years in, honestly, a lot of them, a cushy job, and now you have the rest of your life to have that pension with the health care and everything else. You didn't pay into it, and we're doing it on the backs of us who are making just above minimum wage, and we have a kid, and, you know, we're just trying to get through it. We don't, I mean, how many college graduates still live with their parents at the age of 30?
Yeah, it's our future that's been taken.
Yeah.
To pay for them to make it.
And they wonder why we're angry, and they wonder why young people don't have a favorable view of the older generations. Well, you know,
bunch of
here's
thieves.
Your sign. You know, I'm not saying that I would vote to take away your pensions. I'm just saying, here's your sign. You know, don't expect us to be all warm and cozy because, you know.
And with that, we probably better get off to our other break because I've got some things to contribute to that, too.
Yeah.
And
well, I was saying, because you're, you know, a little bit older than I am, not much.
Yeah, but basically from my generation back is.
Yeah.
Their upward mobility and their future has been stolen from them.
Yeah. And having a teenage daughter, I'm curious what she views, too, being the next generation.
Well, I don't know if my daughter's a good control subject for that because it's my daughter, so she's...
She's good enough for me.
Yeah, she
I'm good. I'm sure people would like to hear that.
She hangs out with her dad.
So. Well, that's a good thing, too. You know, that's a parent being involved in a kid's life.
Yeah.
You know. All right. So if you guys have any questions or anything like that, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room. It is Hoppin' Today at KCNR1460.com.
The exquisite artistry of the Moscow Ballet's world-class Russian dancers to the phenomenon of Blue Man Group, the Reading Civic Auditorium is showcasing some serious wow. The 15-16 theatrical season gives stage to the critically acclaimed and includes a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows. The season hails the Moscow Ballet's breathtaking return of the Great Russian Nutcracker the Friday evening after Thanksgiving. The festive Christmas fantasy continues with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and stunning debut of the Reading Civic's very own production of a favorite classic, Christmas Carol, A Love Story. 2016 soars to new heights
with the pop culture phenomenon Flashdance the Musical. The devilishly enthralling theatrical production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular Blue Man Group, and astonishing family entertainment of Chris Morandi's Stunt Dog Experience. For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
We need to get a subwoofer in here so that we can actually feel that song. I like that one. Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. We're talking about money. We're talking about finances. We're talking about baby boomers. We're just going on today, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And talking about the different things. And one of the things that you brought up, we have ourselves a caller. We'll get to you in half a second. But I wanted to put in something real quick is, you know, you said the youth, the younger generations are mad. And that is true. They get it to an extent is what worries me, is they understand that something's wrong, something's broken, that some fundamental thing has been taken from them and has continued to be taken from them. But and they're ready to take it apart. They're ready to tear it down. But after that, I don't think they have a clue. They don't know how to build. They've never been taught to build. They've never been allowed to build or do anything for themselves. They've been helicoptered to death. You know, they've been bike helmeted, and you can't, you know, point your finger like a gun. You can't. They have been nanny stated and nurse mated so much to death while their future's been stolen. So you have all this anger, all this angst that's going to explode at some point over their future being stolen. But they have no idea how to cope. They have no coping skills. They have no abilities to build, to know what to build, what they're supposed to do. And that's a lot of that is the kids that were raised by the people that stole our future just helicoptered them until they're incapable of anything but dependence.
Yeah.
And it's a mess.
And in the chat room, somebody's like, can you clarify your comment about the baby boomer, the 45 to 75, usually within that age group of people who have worked within the system? Pretty much the view from young people, and this isn't a stance of the Jefferson State or anything like that, but the view from a lot of young people is when we talk about, man, we can't get good jobs, despite the fact that a lot of young people have more college degrees per capita than any other generation in American history. Mm-hmm. And they can't get good jobs, and we can't afford houses, and it's just a very hard starting off that way, you know, where you have 30-year-olds with college degrees living in mama's basement still. Well, mama's collecting a full-time pension from the state, and she only worked for 20 years. Mm. You know, so it's very tough for young people to look at that generation and say, well, what made you think that that was an intelligent way to go about your finances? Because now I'm paying off your debt with a job that won't even buy the basic necessities like a car to get to a career job so I can have a wife or a husband and a family and all that. And then when we get responses such as, well, we made our own way, now it's time to make yours. Yeah, but you didn't have $19 trillion of national debt. You didn't pay 34%+ of your pay in just taxes alone, depending on what state you're in. And, you know, you didn't, most of those baby boomers did not grow up in the recession. Now, I'm not talking about over 75-year-olds.
Those are the
sweeties.
And the baby boomers certainly
yeah.
didn't pay to subsidize the failures of the generation before them.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody continued to just work within the system, but now you're paying so much in your tax structure and in everything else. I mean, the cost of food. Go buy a gallon of milk and tell me that inflation hasn't occurred since the 1970s.
Yeah.
Okay,
so get to her.
That's where the issue comes in, where a lot of young people look at the older generations and they just get really mad at them. And yeah, it's probably a little bit rough to do it that way, but, you know, That's kind of the way that young people do look at it. But we do have a caller, so let's go ahead and pull her in. Good morning, Sylvia. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm on my walk, so if I huff and puff a little, that's why.
Well, it's a good day for a walk. It's nice and cool outside.
Yes, it's beautiful. I called in because my concern is, it took me a while to buy into the state of Jefferson because I was not sure that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But after I did my research, I realized that we are in such dire straits up here in Northern California that we have to do something. This is a nonpartisan issue.
Absolutely.
It comes down to what is best for the people in Northern California. And I cannot believe that with all the intelligent and educated people in Northern California, that they are not beating down the doors mm-hmm. to find out where they can get on board. What can they do? What can we do to improve the jobs and the lifestyles and the incomes for the people that live here instead of continuing to allow the state of California to take these away from us, these opportunities? I did walk around to, I went to 55 businesses in the city of Anderson because I thought I don't want to push this if the people in Anderson are not for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went around to 55 businesses, and out of those 55 businesses, 50 of them signed on to a petition that I was packing. So I know there's people out there. They just need to get out and do something. They need to go. And in Central Valley, we're having problems finding enough businesses to sign out. I realize that those are the damn people and that they're just a little different maybe than the rest of us. And there's nothing wrong with that. They're a little redneck. But they, of all people, should see the value of the state of Jefferson. But yet we can't seem to get anybody to move out there. What they need to do is those people need to band together. They need to go to their council meetings, just like here in Anderson, and demand that their council sign on to support the state of Jefferson so that we can improve their living conditions, their job opportunities, their children's futures. Sure, us older people, we've got lucky. But we're willing to help the younger people get ahead if they will just pay attention
and get out there and do something. And that's what I really like about Jefferson is you do see a lot of young people getting involved, and they see the older generation going, what in the world happened? We have to fix this. And that's, I think that's healing a lot of the wounds. But I'm talking about more of the people
that
aren't involved, like the college students that I know and things like that.
In the state of Jefferson, there is a generation that's missing.
There is.
You see the young people, and you see grandma and grandpa. Where's dad and mom? That's who's missing in the Jefferson movement.
You do have a gap there. You really do.
You know, and you do. You see a lot of grandmas and grandpas that are fighting for their grandkids, and you see a lot of younger people. And it's that middle generation of mom and dad. Where are they at?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. They say, oh, I don't have the time. I don't have the time. How much time does it take to call your council member and say, hey, I want to see the state of Jefferson move forward?
Yeah.
One phone call or go to one meeting.
Yeah, and at that, and with that, with the phone call, you will know also that your board member either supports the will of the people or doesn't. And what we've run into is there's kind of different variances of people. That there's people that are scared of the state of Jefferson because they don't understand what it means. And the idea of freedom is frightening to some people.
Well, change, too.
Yeah, the change is
what
scary.
What if it's worse than what it is now?
And blah, then there's people that their bread is buttered on, you know, the side of the state of California, and they know it. And then the one that bothers me is the apathy, is the people that have just been beat on for so long, they don't want to get up anymore.
And
they don't want to stick their head above ground.
And that's the part that concerns me a little bit, especially in the California political system, is sometimes you could have 100,000 people call a senator, but if that senator is only the one senator that represents the entire North state, he's outvoted by the 39 other senators that represent the South. So I think that a lot of times, too, that has trickled down into the mindset of people up here where, why even bother? They're not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. So.
Well, I think the younger people and the middle people need to be encouraged to make a phone call, do one thing, pick one thing, and get up and make a difference.
Yeah.
Get into the fight.
Because our future depends on it.
Yes. Yes, it does.
And I think I'm, at least for me, and I've talked to some other people, I think the tide is starting to turn. I think the country is starting to awaken, finally. People are waking up to what's going on, and there's more and more people getting involved in all sorts of different things. I think one of the breaking points in California was the vaccine thing.
Yeah.
There is people that I know that I would never have imagined to ever get off their couch for anything other than another bag of potato chips that are up. They're collecting signatures. They're pissed.
Yeah.
They're, you know, and it's good to see. And now that they're involved in that little bit, they're starting to ask questions about other things and look at other things. I've had people that come to me and go, did you know that they were doing this? And I don't want to be snarky and be like, yeah, 2 years ago I talked to you about it. And you just blew me off.
Yeah.
You know, but they're starting to wake up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's good to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sylvia. You know, and to let everybody know, we're not throwing out a blanket indictment of the baby boomers, but as a generation,
it seems like a trend
that it was, how to say this and not put out a blanket statement while putting out a blanket statement and not sounding like a complete jerk.
But it's true, Red.
I think my parents are baby boomers, so sorry about that.
Maybe we better go to a break and give me a second to mobilize that thought train.
Yes, we'll contemplate how to say what we're trying to say without saying what we're thinking.
Yeah.
I guess.
So we'll
be back just a couple of minutes. We promise.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Wellgate Sports Club invites you to their grand reopening gala on Saturday, September 26th, a day of food, fun, friendship, and fitness. From noon to 2 p.m. is open house with class demonstrations, live music, and refreshments. Take a guided tour of the Wellgate facilities. Experience five-star service, white glove cleanliness, and high-end amenities and programs, including an indoor saltwater pool and state-of-the-art workout facility. From 5 to 8 p.m., you'll walk the red carpet and get your picture taken by paparazzi as you enjoy the Wellgate Sports Club evening gala in support of One Safe Place. Exquisite cuisine from several local area restaurants, as well as the finest North State beer and wine featuring Mosley Cellars. Enjoy live music by the pool featuring Bob and Andy Off the Charts and Lindsay Thomas Band, or inside entertainment with DJ Bobette. The evening festivities include artists, door prizes, and a silent auction with all proceeds benefiting One Safe Place. Call 768-1205 and reserve your complimentary tickets today. And join us Saturday, September 26th at Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning. The world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. Though we didn't light it, but the time to fight it. Took us down an island called Nazareth for coffee or Rockefeller, Campanella, Communist.
We've been talking on the break about how to word what we're thinking without throwing out a blanket statement, because there are really good people in every single generation. There are really bad people in every single generation. There's really lazy people in every generation and super hard workers.
I figured out how to say it.
And Red's got it.
We're,
here we go.
We're talking about the portion of the baby boomers that are self-righteous, self-entitled little pieces of commie excrement that are now running our government. That's how I wanted to say it without being over the top.
And because it is America, you can agree or disagree with any part of that, and we will still love you.
Well, that's and because there was very good people that came out of the baby boomer generations,
yeah.
Successful, but it seems like the dregs, the pond scum of the baby boomers seem to gravitate to government, and they're in charge now. You know, or they're associated with it. I mean, you've got, terrorists like Bill Ayers that killed people. That is one of the biggest confidants of our president.
And the problem is they're also going to your universities.
You've got,
which is frightening. Yeah.
You look at the history of some of these people, and in any proper country that they should probably be in jail, but they're running our government.
Yeah.
And you look at who they were when they were younger. They hated this country. They hated the capitalist system. They hated everything about America. And we elected them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I'm like, I wasn't alive.
Yeah.
I'm staying out of that one.
Anyways.
There's Mike and Patty in the chat room said, you know, we have to remember that generation, you know, they could be wrapped up in kids and stuff. So.
I think they were wrapped up in themselves.
Well, yeah, I can understand
because
that. You know,
I
if you have two or
from,
three kids, and you got sports and school and everything
come
else.
From
eh,
the,
but
I come from the generation that was born to the baby boomers. We were the latchkey kids. We were the ones that were left to raise ourselves. And for an awful lot of us, I hate to tell you, it wasn't because mom and dad were off running around, you know, doing what they needed to do.
Yeah.
They were out, you know, hey, there's a TV dinner in there. I need to go discover myself. There's a lot of that going
on. Oh, man.
So.
Yeah, I think my parents, they were the last couple years of the baby boomers, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, for my generation, I find that people my age tend to identify with their grandparents a lot more than they do with their parents.
I can understand that.
Yeah, yeah, they don't have their head up through.
Yeah.
Anyways,
say,
I think we've got a
phone
caller.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Excrement. Perfect word.
Yes.
Anyway, breaking news on the state of Jefferson. Sal, Mark Baird, and I got back here from Santa Rosa from the Eagle Forum speaking down there about 11:30 last night. We had an email.
Uh-huh.
The email stated that the chair of the Republican Party in Calaveras County is joining with Calaveras County, joining with Amador County, Tuolumne County, to have a town hall on October the 14th to form committees to join the state of Jefferson.
Oh, wow.
Now, we got this news last night, very late. I emailed back, but apparently the chairman of the Republican Party in Calaveras County was a skeptic, and after he saw a town hall that was done by Mark Baird, he got this going. So just wanted to share that with you guys, and we have at least somebody who's not a piece of excrement there, huh?
Fantastic.
Yay!
Anyway, that's it. So... have fun. That's breaking news. You're hearing it right here. So,
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, you're right. The it is turning, and people are understanding that. And you're also right about the generational gap. You guys are hitting that really good. So I'll get off to let you hit it some more. It's true. Where's mom and dad, Red?
I don't know.
Mom and dad? You know, what are they doing? Nothing. Complaining?
Yeah.
Not complaining. Nothing. What are they doing?
Yeah, they're in Tibet somewhere.
Probably. Okay. Yeah. Have a great day, you too.
Yeah, I would like to see the head of the Democratic Party down there and the Libertarian Party and the, I don't even know, the Green Party, the Peace Party, the however many other parties actually go to that town hall, too. I would like to see them
everybody.
All there. I want to see everybody show up. Because it's not partisan.
It's not.
It has nothing to do with partisanship. It's just, do you love your country and do you want a better future for your kids?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody should say no to that one.
Do you want to be free to be a Democrat? Do you want to be free to be a Republican?
Thank you.
Do you want to be free to be a Libertarian? Because that's what we're talking about, the freedom to do that. In California, you don't have the freedom to do that. You will comply with the one-party system.
Yeah.
That's exactly what California is.
Yeah.
And I think even a lot of people that you know, call themselves liberals and Democrats are starting to wake up to the evils of the one-party system in California and realize that they're not really democratic. They're not really liberal. They're not. They are something much more totalitarian and insidious. And
it's a dictatorship, you know, if this is what we want and this is what you'll do. And that's the part that's really making people angry.
Well, I have several friends. I lived over in Humboldt County for a lot of years that are pretty hardcore liberals that are even waking up to it now going, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This
is too far, buddy.
Yeah, this is not what we're talking about. And that's what it's starting to turn. Is even when your own are starting to look at you like, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
And Jerry Brown's starting to show his true colors finally. You know, warm old Uncle Jerry.
Yeah.
And that's, if anybody has any question about what Jerry Brown is, go back and listen to his speeches in the late 70s and the early 80s. There's a really good one he did with William F. Buckley.
Mm.
The man is a depopulist. He wants to kill all of you to save the planet. He has said so more than once. He believes that the only way to do that is to get rid of millions and millions of human beings and leave a small elite on the planet to properly manage it.
Out of curiosity, does he support Planned Parenthood?
Oh, Jerry? He's a huge fan.
Yeah, I'm just tossing that out there.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Why would a guy like that not love genocide?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's if anybody doesn't believe me about Jerry Brown, you can go look it up and listen to him in his own words.
Well, like, I had no idea. And then when you started bringing it up, I'm like, there is no way this insane guy got elected again. I looked it up and I went, holy crap.
And again,
we're really retarded.
Yeah. But
like, there's
you know,
no word for it. We have issues.
As our amazing and intelligent producer,
yeah,
Bob pointed out, he just waited until there was enough people in California dead that nobody remembered what he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Bob. We just pulled you into this conversation. Oh, man. But we are down to the last 30 seconds, so we'll leave you with that happy note today.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Enjoy the coming fall.
Yes.
And for those of you that are eagerly awaiting the announcement of the candidate for Senate District 1 next week.
Oh, boy. So that means that you have to tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind. And it is time to make it yours,
it
Jeffersonia.
Is.
Especially baby boomers.
Yes.
Come on, guys. We want you.
One thing I know, no matter where I go.
Sovereign Minds is next on KCNR Castor Edding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Dr. Ben Carson making waves on the presidential campaign trail today. The Republican hopeful says he does not believe a Muslim should be elected president.
I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that.
He was a guest this morning on NBC TV's Meet the Press program. The retired neurosurgeon is a devout Christian and says a president's faith should matter to voters if it runs counter to America's values. Pope Francis has appealed to Colombia's government and its largest guerrilla army to end South America's longest-running conflict. At the end of a mass in Havana's Revolution Plaza this morning, the Pope said the two sides cannot allow another failure to derail peace efforts. Talks aimed at ending half a century of fighting have been going on for more than 2 years. The Pope will arrive in the U.S. later this week. The man suspected in the Phoenix freeway shootings tells the judge that authorities have the wrong